Welcome to Disrespect, exploring the stigma around disability, providing information and interviews to entertain and challenge you who may care about or care for or have become someone with a disability. Disrespect welcomes Professor David Foote. Your background is as an economist, but you've carved a niche for yourself in demography. How do you like to be billed?
Well, good question. I'm really an economist interested in the economic and policy implications of changing demographics. I sort of take the product of the demographer and then draw out the economic implications.
Welcome, David.
Pleasure to be with you.
There are some interesting issues here. I could call this the you can run but you can't hide interview, speaking of the future for politicians and demographics, which seems to show an aging and an increasingly disabled voter base. This poses some intriguing scenarios, I think, in your view. Is that right?
Well, certainly it is definitely true that disability increases with age. We certainly know that disability comes in many, many shapes and forms, and even difficulty in hearing and difficulty in eyesight. These sorts of things certainly increase with age. So with an aging population, disability issues are going to get more and more front and center on everyone's agenda, I think, not just the politicians.
Do we have a time benchmark for the slope with which these issues emerge?
Oh, we're almost there. The baby boom generation born in Canada between 1947 and 1966 are currently aged 40 to 59. So they're in their 40s and 50s. And for most of these things that eyesight starts to fail in your 50s. And so that's what's led to a huge growth in the eyeglass industry and the seamless bifocals and all the rest of it. Hearing's probably a little later. It's gradual, but the need for hearing aids probably doesn't pop in until your 60s. At least that's what the data seem to tell me for the average person.
I see.
So we're right on the cusp right now of increasing disability in Canada.
Okay. Well, I guess the first thing that comes to mind probably for most people is drivers. You know, we have drivers who, in the minds of younger, able drivers, despite their low accident rate and the beneficial insurance breaks they receive, can't see, can't hear. This is already changing the auto industry, though, isn't it?
In a little way, yes. Certainly looking for better dashboard visibility. And I often argue that a little bit of lower back pain means that it's probably the reason why the SUV becomes so popular. You don't have to bend over as much to get into the and out of the car.
And realize that.
That's really speculation, not research. But I think it has an element of truth to it.
Did you know that the crossover vehicle market, which puts SUVs on exclusively car platforms and tries to deliver car gas mileage, is expected to be the biggest car market in the coming years?
Well, as long as they combine that crossover market with some luxury, my guess is that that will probably turn out to be true.
Okay.
You know, the minivan in your 30s and the SUV in your 40s and something more luxurious in your 50s.
Okay. Well, we'll look for it. It's easy to see the market taking care of a problem like that, especially with the pressure on the car makers these days, losing market share, having built trucks for a long time and finding that the gas mileage is not accepted by today's buyers. What are the areas where the market is less active?
Well, let's just take another example. You talked about drivers, but you didn't talk about pedestrians.
That's true.
You know, for many people, it's just going to take longer to cross the road.
Yeah.
And we're going to need to have a little more time at the crosswalk crossings. For example.
Does this mean traffic will be slower?
Well, I'm not sure whether the traffic will necessarily be slower, because presumably you drive less the older you get, too.
Oh, okay.
And so there'll be, I won't say fewer cars on the road, because we know we still have a growing population, particularly if we continue to bring immigrants to Canada, which I'm sure we will.
Right.
So it's a little hard to say you'll have less traffic, but your peak driving ages are in your 40s, when you're driving one kid to the hockey arena and the other kid to the skating arena. It's before they've got their driving license. And
right.
You actually drive less in your 50s and 60s in terms of total miles.
Okay.
So there may be a little bit less traffic on the road relative to the population. So whether or not the traffic actually goes slower or not, I don't know. But we certainly need to accommodate pedestrians.
Yeah. I suppose injury rates, I mean, they're going to require more complex and costly intervention if they're, heaven forbid, if they're hit by a car or if they're involved in an auto accident. And this has got to emerge as a concern.
The older you are, the less quickly your body heals. Anyone knows that with a sports injury. Somebody who gets injured downhill skiing in their 20s is back on the slopes very quickly, whereas the same person sustaining the same injury in their 50s will probably require longer.
Yeah.
So we do know that the regeneration of the body takes longer the older we get, and in that sense you're dead right. An automobile accident, whether it's a driver or a pedestrian, will require more intervention and certainly more time for healing in an aging population.
So we can see safety being a bigger concern when drivers buy the cars.
Yes, and we can see, we hope, the automobile industry spending a little bit more time thinking about it. We also need to think about signs, the ability to read signs from a distance.
Right.
I don't know whether you notice on the road that the older the driver, the earlier they slow down toward as they come to an exit or to a major sign, because it takes them longer to see the sign and to actually read it.
Oh. I always wondered why that was.
Yeah, so we need to think a little bit about, road-friendly signs for people in their 60s and 70s. We don't have them at the moment, and I think many people in their 60s and 70s who are currently there will tell you that. But with this massive baby boom generation heading into their 60s and 70s over the next 20 years, we'll probably see some improvement in signage as well.
Okay. Now, the baby boom have pretty much always had their way just because of the numbers.
Yeah, they're not any different than anyone else. Just what makes them different is simply their numbers.
Yeah.
Of course, life expectancy has gone up for every generation.
Yeah.
And so every generation lives a little longer than its parents. But other than that, the boomers are no different than their parents were.
But if they can't rely on the market, for instance, to produce a more pedestrian-friendly automobile design, which has been hinted at by some car makers, but not embraced in a large way that I can see, and certainly not touted as a buying feature. And if they can't count on the market to attack healthcare costs, that's assuming that healthcare isn't significantly privatized, it seems like the ball ends up increasingly in the politicians' court.
I think that was a very good logical explanation.
Okay. But who has embraced this politically?
Well,
I mean, in a larger sense, too. I mean, we've picked this one issue, this automotive issue, but I mean, this applies to every facet of life.
Of course, it's relevant in the private sector, too. Senior decision makers now have very, very short-term horizons.
Mm-hmm.
Our politicians think from one election to the next. Well, that's a maximum of three years maybe after they've got established, and probably only really 2 years to get anything done. So they're not looking at longer-term trends. They're looking at short-term trends.
Right.
Just think, unless you think that's bad enough, the private sector, we now pay our CEOs annual bonuses, and many companies in the private sector look 1 year at a time.
Right.
A lot of these sort of longer-run trends go by senior decision-makers, whether they're in the public or private sectors, because we don't reward them for thinking long-term.
I see. So that might be one of the changes that we would hope for, and we'll have to demand some mechanism be put